go. Go. What's good, y'all? It's Dorian Dimensions, aka the Rome Renegade, out here once again in the third dimension, reporting live throughout the digital frequencies. I can see y'all in the chat right here in the corner. You feel me? Right here in that bottom right corner. So feel free, go ahead and get active in that chat. I can see the hearts right here in that top right corner. So go ahead and keep those hearts coming. That allows me to feel that digital resonance. That allows me to know that y'all are resonating with me. So I can continue to resonate with y'all. And as always, if I'm dropping these keys, y'all already know what to do. Throw them. Throw those keys right here in the chat. That will allow me to know that y'all are picking up the keys that I'm throwing down. That will help you unlock the mind lock. Break free from these spells that have been placed upon us. These indoctrinations that have been placed upon us. And if you can hear me okay, go ahead and throw a one there in the chat. That will allow me to know that you can hear me okay. You can hear the music okay. You can hear me over the music. And it will also allow me to determine how much of a delay there is from the time that I speak to the time that the medium that sits right in front of me picks up my image and my voice, breaks it down into digital composites, channels it, broadcasts it through the 802.11 spectrum to reach the medium that sits right in front of you. And then you hear my voice and see my image through that crystal screen, that LCD crystal screen, you feel me? Liquid crystal screen comprised of liquid crystals, electrical circuitry, and plasma. And y'all already know what plasma is. Plasma is liquid light extracted from blood. Most specifically, human's blood. Don't get it twisted. The technology that we use, this is Saturnalia technology, Baal technology, Moloch technology. Y'all feel me? As y'all are, most of y'all are peering or scrying into that crystal screen right now, seeing my image on your mobile phone, you feel me? Mobile phone. You can't make it up. As this information's being broadcasted through that 802.11 spectrum, pretty soon, when 5G goes fully functional, once that grid is in place, no longer will the information be broadcasted over 802.11 radio spectrums, but it will be going through the oxygen molecules, you feel me? Molecules. You can't make this up. This is Moloch technology. And what type of sacrifice is required to Moloch? Children's sacrifice. The blood of children. You feel me? You can't make this up. Well, anyway, I see those keys coming. You feel me? I see those ones in here so you can hear me okay. I see those keys here in the chat as well. Before we get into anything, let me go ahead and just take a look at the chat real quick. Shout y'all out. Some of the early birds that are coming in here right now. We've got Flagboy54. We've got Stories Wild Woman. We've got Beautiful_Journey1. The Plants Are Surviving. Lily Rocks, David Butler 29, we've got Magic's Landing, Maradara, Beautiful Journey, Shell 611, Lucid Skyman, Chanel F76. Beats by Shaban, Spherix Men, Marshallin, Gang Flag, E. Ribis, Ellie Christine, W. My Name is Biz, Free Time 86, Mr. Lean, Mo Pennies, Rin underscore Reese, Little dot Legit, Living Food Larry, that's what's up. I appreciate all y'all coming up in here today. Appreciate y'all joining me here in the chat, joining me here in the live. Y'all could be anywhere right now, but y'all are right here, locked in with Realm Renegade as we continue to drop these keys, pick up these keys, open these doors, maybe even walk through some of them. Before we get into any more type of information, I'd like to appreciate and just give a shout out to all of y'all. A lot of the names that I just shouted out, y'all were in last night's live stream. Y'all been rocking with Realm Renegade for quite some time now as well. So that's just much love. I feel the resonance. So I'm in gratitude. And I want to go ahead and, you know, just give that appreciation from my anahata, the heart chakra, to y'all. You feel me? Now, we've got currently 33 eyes in the stream. 33 eyes on the information. You feel me? And I know that the 33, many of y'all have been taking a look at. Many of y'all have been seeing the 33 riddled all through the news stories, riddled all through the articles being circulated around, all through and involving COVID-19, the novel coronavirus, the Wuhan Chinese virus, whatever you want to call it. You see the 33 riddled all through it. And that's done by design. That's for a reason. Y'all already know, but there's a lot of new eyes on the information. So we'll go ahead and dive deep and make some connections. But first, where's my 144,000 at? Where's my frontline light warriors at? Y'all will know where the light warriors are at, because in just a second, you're going to see those green hearts and swords all through the chat. Go ahead and keep them coming as I grab my drink. What y'all drinking on tonight? As you know, it's very important to stay hydrated, so hopefully y'all have been staying hydrated through these times, staying hydrated all throughout the day. Who's got their drink out tonight? As y'all know, I like to hit y'all with an assortment of drinks. Tonight we're keeping the theme going with that 100% spring water. Got that lemon in there, turmeric, she legit. You feel me? You gotta activate your water. You gotta have minerals in your water. Minerals is what chelates the heavy metals that are all in your body. So raise your glasses up, and hopefully you've got it in a glass container as well. You feel me? Raise your glasses up and sip with me tonight. Stay hydrated. Keep the body pure. That's how we get down. I see y'all shouting out some of your drinks tonight. And who's lighting up with me tonight? Let me go ahead and find my lighter. One moment. Who's lighting up with me tonight? Who's got their white sage? Who's got their Palo Santo? I see some of y'all have some Palo Santo on you right now. Who's lighting up tonight? We'd like to clear the energies before we get into the information. We like to get rid of the positive ions that are all around us. Positive ions, don't get it twisted. The positive ions are what's negative to your bio. You feel me? The positive ions are the dirty electricity, the ions that come off of the electronics. So as you are scrying in to that crystal screen currently, it's giving off a lot of positive ions. That's why it's always great to get yourself around the ocean, because the ocean has a lot of evaporation going on, bringing up a lot of salt. That salt helps get rid of the positive ions, recharges those positive ions and turns them into negative ions. The negative ions is what you're breathing in. That's what is known as prana. You feel me? Prana is electricity. And when you're breathing in, you're breathing in oxygen, but oxygen is carrying the electrical current. You feel me? It's the electricity that's keeping you alive. It's the electricity that is required for your body. You feel me? The more pure the oxygen, the more electricity can fit into the oxygen molecule. So that's why you've got to breathe deep. You got to bring in massive amounts of electricity to keep yourself high frequency. You feel me? Well, we like to light up. We like to burn around here. We like to get nice and smoky around here. So we get rid of those positive ions. And we get rid of some of the negative energies around us. As y'all see, I got nice and smoky tonight. Sage around yourself. I'm gonna go ahead and give some smudge to some of y'all who don't have some Palo Santo or some white sage, or who are not hip to the metaphysics. It's alright, you'll learn. Also, we like to smudge out the agents, you feel me? As y'all are starting to see, there's a lot of agents around. And when we get to drop in a lot of deep information, we get a lot of agents that come around. But to be honest with you, here in Realm Renegades room, we don't get too much agents. You know why? Because I've got a room full of heavy hitters. I got a room full of a bunch of cats right now who are also lighting up their sage and lighting up their Palo Santo. And y'all already know what to do if we see agents up in here. We go ahead and peace them out. We rebuke agents out here. See, the chat already knows. The chat already knows. Peace signs all through this chat, and they're still coming. Let's go. Let's get this Palo Santo going. Yup. I swear. We're the last of a dying breed out here. There might not be a lot of us in this chat right now. We got 40 eyes on the information, but I'll let you know right now that these peace signs are still coming. Full of heavy hitters, full of a bunch of cats getting their smoke on right now. Now don't get it twisted, if any of y'all are smoking that cannabis, feel free and do so. Just make sure it's that heirloom, you feel me? That all natural, non-GMO, because if it's anything less than that, you're smoking that chemical, that Bill Gates, that Monsanto bear. And if you're out here sharing information about vaccines, you're sharing information about health, you're sharing information about exposing the WHO, you're sharing information about exposing the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and you're still getting your fix off of their supply, you're lost. You feel me? Hey, my name is Biz, coming in saying, Monsatan. Yup. I can agree with that. See, the white sage is still going right now. I'm gonna let it do its thing for a moment. I'm gonna stay right in this frequency right now. My white sage is active tonight. So I'm gonna let it burn. While I'm letting this white sage burn, let me go ahead and read something. few days ago on one of the posts that I put, might have been close to a week now. It was a little controversial to some, obviously, because whenever you start exposing, say, Q, or you start exposing what's going on out here, you get a lot of cats out here that want to give you a different narrative and will stick up for the information that is opposite to the truth. And they'll stick up for it, defend it, try to discredit you, but all the meanwhile, making themselves look like fools in the process. Now, I'm not here to cause division, because that's actually what's being done right now. The Great Awakening? The Great Awakening, you might as well call that the Great Divide, you feel me? The Great Divide. Why do we call this the Great Divide? Is because what's happening in the world right now, in the truther community, in the conscious communities as well, a lot of the information that's being spread around has been causing massive division. Why? Because it's reintroduced everyone back into the left-right paradigm. You feel me? That left-right paradigm is that blue-red paradigm. Back to that Democrat-Republican paradigm. Brought everyone back into politics. You feel me? Everybody out here who touts Q, you better believe that if there is an election coming up in November, they're gonna go ahead and vote. You feel me? They're gonna vote for Trump. Now, I don't care who votes for who. All that I care about is we shouldn't be voting at all. You feel me? Where all most people have been reintroduced back into the system. Most have become so reliant on this system as well. You feel me? As many are still out of work, and they still continue to tell y'all that things are opening up. Yeah, things are opening up and some are returning back to work, but not in the same capacity as you once did. You see all these restrictions that are now placed upon y'all. And as you take a look here in the chat, I've got a few people saying that they're not back to work yet. You feel me? All that they're doing is telling us lies. This is the Great Divide. If you're not wearing a mask, then you're being looked at as if you're the enemy. You feel me? And if you are wearing a mask, you're just complying to the system. Ones who are wearing a mask, they look at you as if you are the problem. They're wearing the mask and they're going to be the first person to rat you out. And better believe the system is coming where ones that will rat you out will get rewarded for ratting you out. This is the situation that we're currently in now. I'm going to go ahead and let this white sage, I'm going to let it out. I'm going to take a sip of my drink. I want to give appreciation to Cindy Ashby, just for the simple fact that within a few hours of giving these live transmissions, they go up on every major streaming platform. You feel me? Internationally syndicated. So if you want to listen to this stream or any other previous stream, especially the ones I've been doing these past few months, feel free, go on to any major streaming platform, type in On the Wake Up Radio, and there you'll see a catalog of shows. I'm on there as well. All of these are being now put on those platforms. And if you just want to see mine, you can go to, or listen to mine, you can go to the link in my bio. That's going to take you over to SoundCloud. It will take you over to Collective Vibration, which is mine that's being hosted on the Wake Up Radio. You can feel free and go to On the Wake Up Radio and listen to, you know, a bunch of the other hosts and a bunch of other shows as well. We all have a bunch of different types of information that we deliver in our own ways as well. but we've got a lot of insightful cats on there. A lot of cats that will allow you to open up the mind a little bit. So feel free, check those out. Like I said, all you need to do, go on to Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Type in On The Wake Up Radio. Right there. You feel me? And it's an amazing thing that these are being recorded now, because I've been delivering this type of information for years. I was on YouTube. I was delivering information on there before Instagram Live was a thing. My Instagram got shut down. All my videos removed. You feel me? And as a matter of fact, that's happening right now. Once again, another purge is happening. So as I always say, we could be anywhere. Y'all could be anywhere doing anything else, but y'all are locked in right here on Instagram Live. I could be anywhere else right now. I could be on any other streaming platform right now. You feel me? I could be on YouTube or DTube or any of those platforms, but I choose to be right here in Instagram Live. You feel me? I'm here in Instagram Live. Why? Because y'all are my tribe. You feel me? I was already in YouTube, and yeah, it's full of trolls, it's full of haters, it's full of agents, but I was still doing my thing in there. But now, Realm Renegade can't make any movements in YouTube. I've been shut down for years in YouTube. And right now, YouTube's purging once again. They're shutting massive amounts of channels down. They're still keeping the channels that have the high numbers, the paid opposition, you feel me? These are ones who get paid. They don't have any other job except being on YouTube, talking to y'all, and receiving revenue from ads. The revenue that they're receiving from their ads, they gotta make sure that they stay in line to community guidelines. You feel me? Community guidelines state that if you start speaking any truth, you get shut down. You start speaking any information about what's really going down, you get shut down. You start speaking any information about a particular set of people who are eradicating Palestinians on Palestinian land, oh, you better believe, you get shut down. You feel me? As a matter of fact, since I said that, right as I said that, I kid you not, location services just turned on my screen. I kid you not. I have location services turned off in all of my apps. Why? Because I'm not trying to be tracked. Well, I already know that we're being tracked with everything that we do, but specifically, I have my location services turned off, and it just turned on as soon as I started mentioning Palestine. You feel me? Free Palestine. Real talk. Free Palestine and free this world from the grips of what's happening right now. You feel me? Put those fists up for anybody who knows what I'm saying right now. Put those fists up for free Palestine. Let's see if we're on the same page here. As y'all throwing those fists up, yup, y'all know what's up. Keep those fists coming. I want to read something here, because like I said, I was about to touch on this, but then I kind of got off subject a little bit. But I wanted to touch on the fact that I had posted on Instagram about a week ago, you know, something about what we're talking about. It was about Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu, buddy, shaking hands. Benjamin Netanyahu giving so much praises to Donald Trump, the POTUS, saying that there is not a bigger supporter for the state of Israel but Donald Trump. You feel me? Now, to many who are just opening up their eyes to the truth for the first time, or many who are so indoctrinated into Q, this revelation doesn't mean a thing to them. Well, mass genocide obviously doesn't mean a thing to you. You feel me? Mass genocide. We'll get into that in just a second, but there was a comment, because it started getting heated, and one started defending, and there was some that were even saying that the video wasn't true. I just had to give the emoji with the hand in the face, you feel me? The face palm. Are you kidding me? Well, anyway, this came from Sutton Face. I thought that this was an amazing comment that she had put on the post that I put there. And I want to read it to y'all because it goes deep. And it was worded so elegantly. And I thought it was profound. So I wanted to go ahead and read this here. She said, "I definitely don't think Q believers just sit on their ass. And I do think a lot has been exposed through people doing research of their own. It's just, I personally have found a lot of inconsistencies in the Q narrative myself. Being outspoken and searching for truth, and though I do think digging into readily available information about true and honest corruption is invariably for the betterment of our nation, I don't really understand the vein of just wait. That's an overwhelming backdrop of the Q trope. Possibly because the belief that something is going to do that someone is going to do something about it is comforting. But let's be real with ourselves. I feel that the idea that Trump is some covert operative in a clandestine military coup is directly at odds with our patriotic digging up of dirt and corruption in places of power. To think that would be to purposely turn a blind eye to his own corruption and that of his pay-to-play administration. Sure, he's not the only leader that we've seen who's corrupt. But to overlook his own blatant corruption in favor of just trust us, quote unquote, just trust us, narrative seems incredibly naive. I don't question because I don't want to believe. I only question because there's so many inconsistencies which caused me to start questioning in the first place back in 2017. The media is for sure biased and lying blame where it doesn't belong, but also I think that the idea that someone is going to do something is just an easier pill to swallow than the simple understanding I've started to wonder myself. Maybe nobody is coming to save us. Maybe nobody is in control. And that kind of political environment is ripe for the nefarious entities of all kinds, encouraging discord and planting conflicting narratives into the populace." You feel me? How elegantly worded was that? And how deep was that as well? That's respect right there. I throw keys at that right there. Because that right there, you can't have a better response. You can't spit it any better than that. So I give respects to that right there. And that came from Sutton Face. So much respect, Sutton Face, if you hear this. I see y'all getting active in this chat. I can't really, it's jumping too much. I can't really see what's going on, but I see a bunch of keys coming through here right now as well. Also wanted to jump on and mention one other thing as well. I saw a post which was great. This post said, "I don't know who needs to hear this, but vaccines aren't safe. Circumcision is mutilation. Fluoride lowers IQ. Michelle Michael is a man. 9/11 was an inside job. Chemtrails are real. Disney is a satanic company which traffics children. Taxation is theft. GMOs are poison. Elections are rigged. Doctors don't make you healthy. Depression is not a chemical imbalance. Mammograms cause cancer. disease charities are a scam. Alcohol and coffee will never be good for you. Pasteurized milk is poison. 5G is a weapon. History is a lie. Public school is prison. Medications mean you never get healthy. There are only two genders. Western birthing is designed to cause trauma. The Clintons kill people. There are no truly healthy vaccinated children. AirPods blast the brain with radiation. You feel me? Every single one of those things that was just mentioned is all facts and all keys. Go ahead and keep those keys coming. Y'all seeing the orbs, right? How many of y'all saw an orb just swing past my face? I saw it on screen. How many of y'all saw an orb pass right past my face? Who's got their crystals out tonight? You feel me? Get those crystals out. So y'all already know, when you start getting dropping the information, we've already seen crazy anomalies within these chats, you feel me? We've seen the crazy anomalies within these Instagram lives that I've given. As a matter of fact, last week, I couldn't find my lighter. It was out of reach. I didn't light up no Palo Santo. I didn't light up no White Sage. Some of y'all know what happened. All the electricity cut out. All around me. And we were starting to get into some heavy things. That's just how it happens around here. So it's best to stay protected. Get those crystals out. Purple amethyst for the third eye. The Anya. You feel me? Who's got their crystals out tonight? Got the clear quartz. Orange citrine. I've got Organite out tonight as well. The purple amethyst, gold shavings at the top, quartz crystal in the middle, wrapped in a copper wire, conductor. Who's got their armor tonight? Let's go ahead and talk about some current information, because right now, many places are starting to open up. You feel me? I know that they're starting to open up some malls, some places of shopping. Who really wants to go to these places right now and be purchasing up all the items coming from all the corrupt corporations once again? You feel me? You see how psychologically they restrict and pull things from you, don't allow you to get certain things, and then all of a sudden they'll open it back up and the masses will start rushing back to it. It's kind of like with a small child, you feel me? You take something away from a small child, you restrict them from that, from something, and tell them not to have it. You better believe that on their mind is the very thing that they want to have. They've got us like children right now. The nanny state. Mommy and daddy. Using y'all. Using psychological operations on y'all. To have y'all rushing back. Rushing back to start purchasing all the goods. You feel me? All the material possessions. They have y'all wanting to and begging to get back to work as well. Get back to, some of y'all been working for some of the corporations that right now all that they've been doing for the past few months have been allocating all efforts into building weaponry, upgrading systems to get this ship, the United States of America, this land, to get it up to speed with some of the other countries who already have 5G frameworks already ready to go. The United States is a little bit behind getting that framework all built up. All y'all need to do is just take a look outside. You'll see a whole bunch of new towers just gone up overnight within these past few months. Hiding 5G transponders in the crosses at the churches. Hiding transponders at the schools and in the hospitals. At a time where they say the hospitals are completely full, they're actually completely empty, and you have telecoms companies in there installing 5G in full force. Ha, you can't make this up. I always have to question what reality I'm living in to open up my eyes and see everything that's going down, but still, the majority, yes, the majority are still so blind to it. You know how I know that the majority are so blind to it? Because all you need to do is go out in public and you see hordes of people wearing masks. They're not even N95 masks. They're wearing little masks, bandanas over the mouth. Actually, any type of flimsy cloth over their faces. This is a shaming ritual. You feel me? This is a don't speak shaming ritual. And all you can just identify the masses that just follow along with the script. I'm not wearing no mask. And to be honest with you, I'm not even going to participate in giving any of my fiat currency notes to any organization that requires mandated masks on their employees or on anyone who steps foot into their establishment. Wearing the mask and going along with this rhetoric is nonverbal consent. You feel me? Nonverbal consent. I'm taking a look here at the chat real quick. Ha! Pistol said, since you know so much and have so many keys, what's the answer, Amethyst man? Hey, you sound a little hostile coming up in the chat. You feel me? With the way that you're speaking to me. You feel me? I never said I have all the answers. I never said I have all the keys. Call me Amethyst man, because I've got stones and crystals around me as well. I have no problem actually answering your question as well. But understand, the way that you came up in here, you've already revealed the type of energy that you work with. You feel me? As a matter of fact, if you want to speak to me like that, you want to come up on this screen and you want to ask me that way, remove the mask first. You feel me? Because if you're familiar with how I get down, I've never claimed to have all the keys. I simply say that we all have the keys. We all have the pieces to this puzzle. You feel me? We all will make up this complete puzzle. But since you like to come up in here, come with that type of agent behavior, we'll just put it this way. Go ahead and feel free and listen to some of my previous streams. I give the answers. I give what we should do. As a matter of fact, I'll give it to you right now. Are we going to do it? Probably not. You feel me? The first and foremost answer, or what we can do, is we need to stop participating in all of these systems. That's including the system that I'm speaking to y'all at right now. We need to disconnect. Are we going to do so? I don't know. We've become so reliant on these frequencies. We've become so reliant on the medium that is in front of us right now. It's like an extension of ourselves. So, as far as solutions go, I've been working very hard. I've got my own company that I've got to devote a lot of energy to because I've still been working. I haven't had a break. I think it's amazing that many of y'all who have had the time to have a break, that's a great thing because it's allowed many to open up their eyes. It's allowed many to start to see what's important. It's allowed many to connect genuinely with others. But it's also caused others to be in state of fear, panic, and also be thrown right back into the system even harder than what they were before. Well, anyway, Pistol's in here saying that we need a civil war. We don't need a war. We're in a war currently. You feel me? We need to open up our eyes, wake up, and stop participating. We can literally change and flip the script overnight, non-violently. By how? By stop participating in their system. Stop giving fiat currency notes to all of these big corporations, the too big to fail corporations that are currently being bailed out as they starve out small business. You feel me? But anyway, I want to let you know, Pistol, I'm not attacking you personally. I just want to let you know that the way that you came up in here, you came up in here awfully hostile, and I have no problem throwing you up on this screen right now as well and having a conversation with you if that's what you wanted. But until then, I'm going to get to some of these questions. I've got a question in here right now, and that's from Official DJ Blends and Official DJ Blend says, opinions on Obamagate. Alright. Well, let's go ahead and answer that question because Obamagate is a topic right now that seems to be pretty hot. It's now going to be a brewing and developing situation. If you take a look, Obamagate is nothing new. As a matter of fact, Obamagate is something that I've been giving to y'all for years. And actually, before Obama was even president, in these platforms, I was giving the information in regards to Obama because to many, it almost seemed like Obama just came out of nowhere, right? Just popped out of nowhere. Well, as y'all know, Obamagate is going, right now is brewing, which means that they're spoon-feeding it to ya. The media is gonna start spoon-feeding it to ya. POTUS is gonna start spoon-feeding it to you. This keeps you hooked. You feel me? This that left-right paradigm. Now, don't get it twisted. What Obama's done when he was president is very real and had definitely moved the needle even more so and just continued to follow the scripts to allow things to continue to be in the very situation that we're in now. And we've got POTUS that is just furthering along that script, moving that needle even further down the path of, you know, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and all of the other agendas that are at play. Now that everyone's starting to open up their eyes, everybody's starting to dig into what would be considered conspiracies. So let me take a look here real quick, because I'm taking a look at this chat. I want to get back to that Obamagate subject. I'm just seeing some information running through here. I see Marshallin said, just like Trump said he was going to arrest Hillary. Just political theater. That's all that it is. Satire. You feel me? My name is Biz said, drop the bomb on average every 20 minutes. Yep, and that's still going on now. So, you know, with Obamagate, ones would need to take a look at what's happening because in this truther community, in this conscious community, the situation at hand has brought everybody back to just keeping their eyes fixated on the news, fixated on Saturn's cube. You better believe that our eyes are locked to these screens more than ever now. Our eyes are locked, or we're scrying into the crystal ball, into Saturnalia technology, you feel me? Into Baal technology, into Saturn's cube more than ever now. We're now looking for this information, and a lot of this information is coming from the MSM, the mainstream news, you feel me? The mainstream media, which is, a few years ago, the whole truther community would steer you away from that, but now everyone's right back into it. And you've got POTUS at the podium calling out fake news while the information's being recorded on the fake news channels. Ah, man, you can't make this up. Well, to get back into Obamagate, like I said, they're gonna spoon feed it to you. They're gonna keep you hooked, keep you wanting more information, keep dropping little information here and there to keep everybody's appetite wet for the information that's being dropped. We should already know what's been going down. Most everybody in here already knows what's going down. You feel me? This is WWE. This is no different than WWE. Now, the soap opera is in the government more than ever now. And as a matter of fact, POTUS, his team, he's got who? He's got who? Vince McMahon on his cabinet. Vince McMahon's a master script writer, you feel me? You know who else he has surrounded around him? Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner, master script writer. You feel me? These are high-ranking occultists. Fool in the minds. Y'all know how Vince McMahon pulled so much wizardry on y'all 15, 20 years ago. Could write satire soap operas for males, for men, and for children, and brought the females in watching as well. Brought satire on y'all that is fake. Men sweaty in a ring, portraying themselves as beating the hell out of each other. And the masses would even... It's so fake, and the masses would even back that up. The masses would deny how fake it is, and the masses would get mad at you if you even mention that it's fake, as they're hypnotized by storylines of characters that perform, entertain y'all right in front of you, and then afterwards are buddy-buddy and go hang out afterwards, party with each other afterwards, hang out, live by each other, practice together, go to the same states, cities together. You can't make this up. Where do y'all think that Fauci and Trump and Bill Gates and all these cats, where do you think they all go afterwards? They all hang out with each other. They're all around each other. You feel me? Don't get it twisted. Fauci and Trump, they're very good friends. All one needs to do is just start taking a look at some information. Fauci and Trump, oh yeah, they've attended Jesuit balls together. As y'all know, y'all should know, Fauci's a Jesuit. You feel me? And when Fauci went to the Jesuit inaugurational ball, you know who went right with him? POTUS. Oh, the Clintons too. Can't make this up. All one needs to do is just become a little bit of an investigator and stop being a parrot truther. Just truthing what's being parroted to them. They're all friends. They all hang out afterwards. They all are conspiring. They play the good cop, bad cop. keeping y'all trusting the plan. This is a great campaign that's going on right now, you feel me? Great campaign. And like I said, anybody right now who is subscribing heavily to Q, they're gonna go vote. They're voting in November if we make it to November. They're voting. The Truther community used to be the community that would expose the elections, expose how rigged it is, expose the left-right paradigm, let y'all know that these are the two wings of the same bird. What, we all just forgot about that now that COVID-19 gets dropped on y'all? Lucid Skyman said, it's a big club, and you ain't in it. That came from George Carlin. Yo, for real, what reality am I living in? Where the whole Truther community becomes usurped overnight. Here we go. Question comes from TaylorStory_. Do you recommend we get out of America? To be honest with you, I'm going to answer this question to you as frankly as possible. Do you recommend we get out of America? Yes. Yes, I recommend that. The reason why I haven't done that is because I'm currently tied to this ship right now. I'm trying to work on my escape route to get off this ship. But to answer that question, do you recommend we get out of America? And I say yes. The mind immediately goes to, then where? And that right there is a very difficult question to answer. Because as you see, this lockdown and this plandemic, this scandemic, this is worldwide, you feel me? This is happening in many countries. Except maybe what? Israel. You're not seeing me go there. Not while they're slaughtering Palestinians by the thousands. Where else? You feel me? This, what's happening right now is a worldwide tyrannical technocracy. This is Nazism, socialism overnight. You feel me? Jukai said Jamaica. I hate to say it, I've got a few friends in Jamaica. They're locked down over there as well. You feel me? So right now, it kind of seems like a lot of us are stuck. Not only does it seem like a lot of us are stuck, but right now, tensions are starting to get a little bit higher. You feel me? There are some places right now that have actually extended this quarantine, lockdown, tyrannical situation another few months. And with that being said, now, just to travel, if you want to fly on a plane, you have to wear a mask. You can't fly. Soon, and some of these stores and places that are opening up, I know that some of the major retailers now, in order to even step foot in these places, you have to be wearing a mask. This means that they're controlling y'all. And you don't have to wear a mask. Because if the majority stopped wearing a mask and stopped participating by giving these corporations fiat currency notes, the game would change overnight. But yet, we've got the majority, we've got the masses still complying, still obeying like sheep, wearing the mask, obeying these quote-unquote suggestions that now will become mandates because nobody's showing no spine. Silly, y'all. So, do I recommend we get out of America? I 100% recommend that we get out of America. Right now, America is Babylon. And America is bound to fall. You feel me? America's at wager right now. This is why the two ships are one on each coast. You feel me? The Mercy and the Comfort. Those are representing Zhao Kin and Boaz, the two pillars that are on the front porch of King Solomon's temple. This is a Masonic initiation ritual. You feel me? And when that's done, or when it's up for grabs, there's a wager at place. The wager, we're being used right now as chattel. And we're being used right now as manipulation. So what's the wager? The wager right now in this game that's happening, the war game that is happening, the chess game that is happening. You feel me? Y'all play chess, right? Y'all understand chess, right? Sometimes you've gotta sacrifice a few players to achieve the overall algorithm. Well, guess what? The United States of America, this landmass or this ship, according to some, especially when the flag has the gold fringe and it's being displayed, we're now, this is under admiralty law, so this is a ship. The ship right now is being used or wagered as a pawn. And you know that sacrifice to be true because everything in between the two pillars becomes destroyed to give rise to the third temple. The third pillar. You feel me? We already bared witness to this type of initiation before on 9/11. You feel me? 09112001. Y'all remember? Well, anyway, I appreciate that question. I see y'all getting active in this chat, and I do apologize. I haven't been able to really take a look at this chat because when I have the questions up, the questions go overlap y'all getting active here in the chat. But check this out. We've got a minute and 51 seconds left in this chat. I appreciate everyone for being up in here tonight. If y'all want to go ahead and listen to this stream or any of the previous streams, feel free. Like I said, on every major streaming platform, just look up On The Wake Up Radio. My link is also in the bio. I keep on seeing y'all ask me some questions about my knee and my ribs. My ribs are definitely broken, so I'm still trying to heal up. I've been doing a lot of oxygen therapy. I just had some deep fasciae therapy, which, to be honest with you, that felt like I was in a car wreck for about 24 hours, but afterwards I felt great. But I've been doing a lot of things to start healing up. My knee is definitely, it's hurt. I hyperextended and very much so stretched out my MCL, so just been doing some therapy on that as well, but it hasn't kept me down. I'm still very active, very physical. I have to be, so I'm not letting it keep me down, and I appreciate all of the good vibes, the healing vibes that the tribe sends. It's much appreciated. I receive that with gratitude, so much appreciation to y'all, and I resonate with y'all. I'm sending resonating vibrations back to y'all. So check this. We've got 26 seconds left in this chat. I'm gonna call it a night tonight. I just want to do one tonight. We'll do another one possibly tomorrow. I'll let it be known in the Instagram stories. But until then, I want everybody to practice those deep breaths, that Ujjayi breath. And until next time, wholeness.
Heavily flawed individual.
Sing the Ashby Productions.
On the Wake Up.